I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, ladies, you can go out to dinner on a date with a guy, and you should feel safe because the Dine and Dash dater has finally been caught. Do you remember this guy?
No.
This guy has been going on date after date after date without paying bills, earning him the title of the Dine and Dash dater. He finally was caught by cops in L.A. The man actually pled guilty on Monday to extortion, attempted extortion, grand theft, and petty theft charges. The district attorney said that it was a two-year scheme in which the man allegedly would target women he met on dating websites and apps. He would eat the meal, and then he'd sneak away to make a phone call or, hey, I got to use the bathroom real quick. Do you mind if I go use the bathroom? I'm like, oh, no, go ahead. It's all good. Yeah, that's when the guy would get his stuff and leave.
Lock him up.
Eight women were left with bills totaling more than $950. Restaurants sometimes picked up the tab in two of those incidents, so it could have been even more. He's being held on $315,000 bail.
Wow. He's not getting out anytime soon.
No kidding. Should have paid for those meals, buddy.
If we're locking up bad dates that we've had, I've got a list for you.
Yeah, could you give me a name or so just so we can make sure we take care of it? The guy is definitely going to have to deal with that. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. You're going to love this, Alex. A 31-year-old guy named Brandon in Vero Beach, Florida, got pulled over on Monday night for not having a light over his license plate. When the cop walked up to his car, he noticed Brandon attempted to conceal a large bulge in his left front pocket.
So it wasn't that he was happy to see him, you mean?
No, we don't believe it was that. The cop asked, hey, what's that long cylinder object in your pants? Brandon responded,
a Pringles can?
That's what she said.
Oh, that's what she said, the obvious.
Yes, he totally did a Michael Scott impersonation. It turns out it was a pipe and some weed, so he was arrested on drug charges.
Giggity.
Don't you have to let him go as a cop? You're like, all right, you're illegal, but that was kind of funny.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
That was a good one.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.